NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back, and we have Lowell Ponte. Amazing. I've realized you're actually a news gemologist. You crystallize stupidity into the most beautiful gemstones I've ever seen. And the title you're a news gemologist.
It's interesting you say that, because Communist China is just about to rock the global market with a new range of artificial gems, particularly diamonds.
Right.
And even though they pledge, like most diamond makers do, that they will mark artificial diamonds so they can't be confused with real ones, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll keep their word. If they decide to go ahead and flood the world market with what appear to be real diamonds, it would be very hard for some people to tell them apart, especially the new levels of technology China's attained to. And that would, of course, mean people who invested in diamonds rather than gold are now screwed.
Basically. Yeah, the thing is, my father was a gemologist. He went to his internship at Cartier's in New York in the 70s. And the only way you can tell an artificial diamond from a real one is to put it under a polarized microscope and actually look for defects. If it has defects, it's natural. If it doesn't, but I'm sure the Chinese are clever enough, they can put artificial defects in it to make it look like it's a natural diamond.
Well, they actually blend in tiny amounts of real diamond in what they're doing. Of course, as I found decades ago when I was science editor at Reader's Digest, I was talking to the people at Kyocera, who were among the big Japanese makers of artificial gems, and they said, oh, we now have the technology down to where we could make for you a sapphire, a perfect one crystal sapphire, the size of a Volkswagen.
You're kidding.
But there's just no need for such a thing, but they had the technology to do it at long last.
Do you know what I found out? Some interesting things in astrophysics. There's apparently a star in our Milky Way galaxy that's actually the size of a large sun, and it's actually a giant diamond in the sky. You remember that that song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? There is a diamond star.
Yep.
So here, I want to get into this topic, because when I hear that Bernie Sanders coming back on, he announces candidacy, and he actually has the largest number of votes, and there's a bunch of Me Too socialists. These people are certifiable. They actually should be in a padded room with a posy jacket and a shot of antipsychotic in their right butt cheek and unable to harm themselves rather than talking to the public, because their ideas have killed a quarter billion people in the 20th century. They don't understand. I want affordable health care for all. I want a system where you've got an affordable housing. I don't want to see 6,000 people in San Diego County homeless, where 600 dies of hypothermia because we don't have enough housing for them or good food. But I don't think we want a top-down government that says, Dr. Deagle, you need to take 270 vaccines or else, or your kid is going to get kicked out of school because you don't take our damn vaccines, or a newborn who's not hanging out in a bar to get gay sex or IV drugs needs to take the hepatitis vaccine. How crazy is a society that wants top-down control by morons like Ocasio-Cortez, Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, who was a doctor, and again, don't tell me that all doctors are brilliant. This guy is an example of what a doctor shouldn't be. And giving socialized medicine kills you. It killed both of my parents in Canada. And I can tell you, if you're smart and you're rich and you're from another country, like, for example, I talked to one situation just the other day about a child who had a birth defect in Britain. And when they took the child to America at age two, the pediatric surgeons were enraged they didn't correct the birth defect, because the child will never get 100% function back to their hand by having hand surgery, which could have been done in a matter of days after the child was born, and would have had 98% recovery. So, you know, I want to control to some degree the profits and the crazy malpractice insurance that can charge somebody for multiple lifetimes of their entire earning, and have pensions for doctors, and have maybe to move away to paying them an hourly wage and rather the fee for service, where they get either giant fees or no fees at all. I mean, so you have some doctors barely surviving and other doctors making millions. That can be fixed with little minor tweaks here and there, same way as the drug companies. Trump was about to put a donut hole bill through to stop the donut, which at the end of your insurance, the last two or three months, you get charged 5-10 times as much for your copay. The easy things, drug control,
We're charged 20 to 40% more for the same drugs from American corporations as Canadians and Europeans, from the same drug companies. It's like, are you kidding me? These are fixable, little piece at a time. You don't need a giant bureaucracy to run it. But these 2020 elections, as you say in the title, it's not an echo, it's a choice. There's so much of a vast difference, like the chasm of the Great Grand Canyon between Bernie Sanders Claus and Trump. It's going to be hilarious if Sanders gets the nomination. It is.
Oh, it is. And you've touched on a key element in why these things happen. That is, socialism emerged as a philosophy that would do away with religion, that would do away with God. But while God was purged, Santa was not. These socialists basically still believe in and worship Santa Claus, the idea that you can endlessly get something for nothing, that there's a kind of perpetual motion machine called taxing the rich that can supply all the wealth you will ever need.
But it's called new math. If you took the math of all, 100, if you taxed 100% of the wealth of all the billionaires on the planet, they couldn't pay off 2% of the world debt. So where the hell are they going to get the money?
They would be able to keep the world running for about 2.5 weeks, I think it's been calculated.
Right.
But of course, they're wonderful objects for hatred and envy, and so they're tapped. But this is the difficulty. They were going to give us heaven on earth rather than heaven in heaven, and that heaven on earth has to be based on getting all the wealth, all the success from somewhere. You cannot do what Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, did and say, oh, there's plenty of money here, it's just in the wrong hands. And so I am going to rearrange the hands that have the money. Well, we know what that means. By the way, Bill de Blasio originally had supported Amazon's move and special deal to come to New York City and provide 25,000 jobs there at $150,000 a job, something that was scared off by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other radical leftists screaming and yelling. Well, now that de Blasio has seen this great opportunity go a-glimmering, rather than take blame himself, or rather than blame the political left that he depends on for support, he has turned and said, Amazon is as bad as its critics ever said it was. And if they leave, we're going to quit doing business, we New Yorkers, with Amazon altogether, blah, 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 blah. All because they would not just give away all of their wealth to New York City. It was
That sounds like going by a pond and hearing the sound ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. You just walk by the pond, and as you pass, the ribbit sound just fades away. Why do these politicians think that their empty speech means anything? Do you think the average person in New York is going to stop ordering from Amazon because of Bill de Blasio or occasional Cortex?
Oh, it will if they can put an added tax on it, in theory. That's the idea.
They don't have omniscience yet. And by the way, if they did have digital omniscience to know even the intentions of your thought, which they're doing in social media, people have to understand this. All the social media, including Facebook, Twitter, etc., are just tentacles of the beast of the intel agencies. They recruited Zuckerberg directly from Harvard, and he wasn't even a coder. Do you know that he doesn't know how to make code? But he didn't know how to make architecture. So using the architecture he designed to set up the thing, the same way you don't know that Bezos didn't design the coding for the AI behind Amazon. I know the guy who did. His name is Nguyen. I've even had him on the show. He designed the coding architecture for the AI to make it a masterful sales technology.
That's actually an old story. For example, Bill Gates is mainly a super salesman and so on. He's not a coder. In fact, DOS, the system to make personal computers work that was the basis for the entire Microsoft fortune, DOS was not developed by anyone at Microsoft, any of his people. It was bought for $30,000, all rights, for the guy who invented it.
Right. And people don't know this.
The only thing Bill Gates did is his mother sat on a board with a lot of other wealthy people where Gates came from, one of whom was a high executive at IBM who turned to her one day and just said, you know, we're trying to find an operating system for what we're planning now. Do you happen to know anything of one? And she said, I just might. And so she told her son. Her son turned and bought DOS from someone he knew had been working on it and presented that and had the brains not to sell it to IBM, but to lease it to IBM so that IBM had to pay forever and ever and ever to use it.
Right.
The But that's all Bill Gates did. So there's another case out of the many of these people who are computer wizards who don't know how to code.
Right. Well, they're actually sales wizards is what they are, and control wizards. For example, even the new AI that's being used so that people can buy a product at $2 and sell it at $8 now on Amazon is basically using the Amazon platform that was developed by a guy by the name of Wynn. I've had him on the show. People have to understand this. A lot of people that develop new things aren't necessarily the ones that get the credit or get wealthy. It's the people that take them and know how to market them or control it or set up control-freak systems like leasing it to IBM. And the problem is when we get nutballs that have crazy ideas that are also very destructive, like EOC. And by the way, we pulled up the website here the other day on AOC. Do you know that she was recruited?
Recruited by whom?
She's recruited by what's called the Justice Democrats. If you go to justicedemocrats.com, in fact, you can see her picture on the left, justicedemocrats.com. Before
yeah,
Alexandria.
She's also been a Bernie Sanders operative.
Yeah, let me read the top line here. Before Alexandria was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. It's got that crazy smile with her toothy and showing her gums, her upper gums. And she's got her eyes closed like, yeah, I know everything. Worship me. I'm saving the world. And she's got this crazy look like they knew they could market her, so they marketed thousands of people, and they got 75 of them they put into the mill to actually get elected. Five of them got elected, and we know they're all crazies like AOC. And the public is gobbling it up, and now the Democratic Party are not only swinging toward Bernie, but beyond. In fact, most of them are probably going to try to say when they have the conference next year that Bernie's not far and left enough. We're going way beyond Bernie. Bernie's just Bernie Light.
Oh, sure. And by the way, Gallup just conducted a poll, it does every year, and found the highest percentage Gallup has ever recorded for one concern. That was 35% of Americans, more than one out of three of us, now name government, poor leadership, or politicians as the greatest problem facing the U.S. Only a third or so?
Facing the future of the human race, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one of the things I deal with in this column at worldnetdaily.com or WND.com
right.
is the idea of our finally having a choice, not an echo of the two political parties, just not imitating one another, particularly Republicans imitating Democrats. We now have seen, for example, the Irish-American Latino impersonator Beto O'Rourke, who has no reason logically to call himself Beto whatever, but it is Mexican slang.
Right.
Of Texas, and Senator Kristen Gillibrand of New York, they have both now given support to something interesting. On the one hand, Donald Trump is saying, we're going to build the wall. Guess what they're saying? They're saying part of the wall has been built. There are a few miles of it here and there. We Democrats are going to tear down every foot of wall that's already been built. In other words, there's no room for compromise at all. We're either going to have total wall, or we're going to have no border at all. And the Democrats want no border at all.
Wow. But, you know, we build walls between various places, say, in Jordan or other countries around the world. We have our troops in, like, 150 nations. How crazy is it when you have somebody with their kind of jowls sticking out, like Beto O'Rourke? He did too much dental work. Jowling that, hey, we shouldn't have any wall or a border. That means you don't have a nation. Or why don't we just put a stamp like, come here to California. Like, give an example. California is planning here with the latest guy, the governor of California, to give health care to all Californians. And if you're anywhere in the world, I don't care if you're in Ecuador or South Africa or somewhere you don't think you're getting the optimal care you want, let's say France or anywhere, North Africa, you're going to plant your butt here in California. And instantly, you're going to have health care. Who the hell's going to pay for it? I know I'm not going to pay for it. Especially if they don't fix the system. Now, if they fix the system and make it affordable, it would cost about a fifth as much. Doctors could be paid an hourly wage. There'd be pensions for or people part-time work, like female doctors who want to work part-time. There would be a pension system, so if the doctor got sick or nurse. But we wouldn't have big drug companies making buco bucks, I mean billions and billions, like, you know, billions and billions of stars. I mean, making billions of dollars. I mean, it's craziness. And these people say, oh, yeah, don't worry about the cost. I mean, we hear AOC saying, don't worry about the cost. We'll just print money. How many boulevards to wipe your ass? How's that?
Yeah. I'm afraid that's the world we now live in. When we come back, my tribute to the late Pat Caddell, Democrat pollster for the Clintons, who became as anti-American, as anti-government, as a whole lot of us have.
Wow. Amazing article. We'll come back and explore it more.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
And
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar.
taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. And we have lots more to explore here. There's a vast chasm between the Democrats and Republicans. It's actually going to be quite humorous. I want to get my popcorn note for the election discussions coming up this next year or so, because it's so obvious that what Trump's doing, for example, he wants to get rid of the donut, which is the drug plan thing. He wants to get rid of the cost of drugs. He made it possible, for example, for VA vets, if they can't get in quickly to a doctor, then go to whatever doctor they want. And actually, it's cutting costs. And he's actually getting in the process of trying to fire VA doctors, nurses, and technicians that aren't doing their job right. He's trying to control the price of drugs, which are 20 to 40% higher in America, just because they can dig the Americans from the same drug companies as they sell the same drugs to Canadians and Europeans. I mean, piece by piece by piece, Trump's trying to fix the damn system, which is the way you do it. You don't have this giant bureaucracy and figure you're going to fix it. And then what you need to do is get rid of malpractice, get rid of state licensure, allow alternate pathways for people to become health professionals. And you don't want government licensing. You want non-government licensing, for example, the American College of Surgeons or American College of Functional Medicine. So if you're doing IPT, naturopathic cancer treatment, you want to make sure you get certification, but you do not want the freaking government telling you what to do and that they're the dictator and boss. So please explore this, because this is a vast chasm between Bernie Sanders Claus and Donald Trump, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Pat Caddell, who I mentioned, the pollster who started out working for the Democrats and who gradually, from what he saw, was converted more and more to the other side. I remember... and Pat just died a few days ago at age 68 after a stroke.
Right.
One of the strangest luncheons I ever had were four of us sitting around a table, Pat Caddell, Ann Coulter, and Christopher Hitchens, and me, chatting privately for an hour. The problem is all three of them were chain smokers. And so they were constantly lighting up their next cigarette. And I was sitting here in this gas chamber as a non-smoker.
Oh, boy.
But now we've seen two of those three die, Christopher Hitchens and Pat Caddell, both of them younger than me. So it's only Ann Coulter left. Now, I don't know if she's quit chain smoking or not. I haven't seen her for a while. But such is the world we live in. In any event, all these people did come to see the light. Christopher Hitchens began as a socialist and yet became quite anti-government, anti-Clinton in a large number of ways, realizing that, as George Orwell did, he was an ardent student of George Orwell, that yes, I'd love to have socialism, but I want the kind of socialism that where the government conflicts with an individual, the government gives way and lets the individual have freedom. And I would always say, Christopher, you know and I know that never actually happens in reality.
Right.
But so be it.
Right.
I mean, for example, we've just had this Jesse Smollett scandal. Here's an actor on the TV show Empire, gay black young man, who apparently, from reports, seems to have set up an incident where he was supposedly attacked by two white people wearing masks on the streets of Chicago late at night, had a noose put around his neck, that's pretty well dismantled, especially since they found the two young men who are black and anti-Trump, not white and pro-Trump. They were not wearing MAGA hats, or if they were, it was a farce. So we now have Tariq Nasheed, who's a film producer who's been looking into this, and says, you know, politicians like Kamala Harris may have actually been involved. How? Because Jesse was campaigning with Kamala Harris and was involved in her anti-lynching law.
You're kidding.
Which also happened to be LGBTQ protections for gays built into it. In any event, Kamala Harris released this just before, I mean literally days before, this incident that may well have been concocted. by Jesse Smollett.
That would be interesting. That would put an end to her so-called run for the president. Because
well,
she is particularly...
well, I don't know. By the way, Martina Navratilova, the tennis great, has been thrown off the board of LGBTQ organization involved in sports. Why? Because she criticized transgender athletes. She said it was unfair for a man who simply called himself transgender to compete as a woman in things with all the added upper body strength and so on of a man. All he was doing was saying he had changed his identity. In fact, if he stopped taking the hormones he was taking, he could revert to being a male capable of fathering children. He hadn't even had surgery.
Well, I got a third alternative. Why don't we just have a third category rather than man, woman, what would call them goys? A hormonally changed man who's actually pretending to be a woman, to be a goy instead of a boy.
Well, I've long argued that, for example, in the Olympics, if you wouldn't have a separate category for white athletes and black athletes, why do you have a separate category for female athletes and male athletes? Why do you have the female 100-yard dash or 100-meter dash and the male 100-meter dash? Why don't you simply have them all compete in the same race? But then, you see, that's the problem with being... For example, I was the one who put forth in high detail the argument when they were having these protests in NFL football, saying, well, what we really need are football teams that look like America itself. And therefore, NFL football can no longer be something where 75% of the players are black, just because they happen to be the best players. I mean, the essence of socialism is forget about meritocracy. Forget about being there based on merit and skill and ability. We're simply going to have racial categories. And so, NFL football should be 75% white, 4% Asian, 16% Latino, and so on. Oh, and 53% female. Now, it'll make for lousy football because these people are not necessarily able to compete with the best players in the game, but it will be the kind of egalitarianism that the government forces on other industries. Like it will force the defense industry to hire 12.5% blacks where they may be located just to have blacks. And I remember when this was first implemented, the government law was such that it was illegal to ask a person if he or she were black. And so an executive at one of these big companies like Boeing asked a chief government inspector, well, if we can't ask them what their race is, then how do we make an accurate determination of the percentage of blacks we have in our company? And the government inspector said, well, just go around and look at them. That was the standard. In other words, what we really need, if we're going to have racial quotas, if we're going to have racial preferences, setting aside a certain number of slots in a university, for instance, then we need to hire those old race inspectors who were fired in apartheid South Africa. We need to bring them back, and we need to have the government issue an ID card defining you as white, black, colored, whatever. Colored men in South Africa's case, meaning basically from the Indian subcontinent.
Right.
But there has to be some way of legally defining a person if you're going to give preferences based on race. You have to be able to legally define race. And yet the government has never faced up honestly to that distinction.
Wow.
Of course, the problem you have, what do you do with a Barack Obama, who is 50% white and 50% black? What do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what you do. I have an idea. You let him be black from his waist down and white from his waist up.
That's a thought. I've often said that we may be about to see something truly remarkable again. Or under Barack Obama, we saw something that America had not seen since James Madison was our, what, fourth president of the United States.
Right.
James Madison was until Obama, the only president who had weighed less than his wife. The first lady was heavier, Dolly Madison, than her husband, because he was a little petite, you know, 4-foot-tall man.
Right.
And the same was true of Obama. Now, we may see that if, remember, there's a lot of talk now about Joe Biden being the Democratic candidate who will pledge to serve only one term with his running mate, Michelle Obama, who will then be allowed to step up and become president. When he steps down, Michelle Obama weighed more than Barack Obama did. Just look at her ankles. I mean, she has Hillary Clinton-like elephant ankles.
If you actually look at her physical proportions, she has the physical proportions and the biometrics of a male. I mean, even her shoulders and her hands. So there's rumors out there. I haven't seen them proven yet, but they're pretty suspicious that she's actually a trans male. And that the two kids, by the way, I have lots of good evidence on this, that they have are not their biological daughters. They were donated by a doctor and his wife to Barack Obama and his wife. That they're literally a completely manufactured family. They don't exist biologically as a genetically distinct family. Is that interesting or what?
That sounds quite provocative. Of course, Malia.
Yeah, but I got some really good evidence on the genetics. I don't have the full evidence on the biometrics, but I have enough pictures and know as a doctor that the biometrics of Michelle Obama are male. That's pretty obvious. But the genetic stuff on the family, I have really solid evidence that the two daughters are not Barack Obama's kids, period.
But, of course, we're changing the definition of everything. France, for example, just days ago, the French school system has replaced using the legal terms mother and father with parent one and parent two.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
By the way, three years ago in Britain, they came up with a genetic conference that they say they could create a child from 28 different parents donating different chromosomes, including donating basically mitochondria from a mitochondrial donor. So you could potentially have over 30 different potential parents, so you could have parent 1 raised to parent 30, depending on which chromosome or mitochondria they donated.
Wow, that would make child support cheap enough for each of them that they could probably afford to do it the way you
oh
lease
my gosh.
A car.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, it is.
People say, no, Dr. Deagle, that can't be. I say, well, reality is a lot more twisted than you can think, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, William Barr, has now announced that apparently next week he will officially announce an end to Mueller's probe.
Really?
At least so says CNN, with a report to follow, probably just in time for the election.
Right.
It has come to light from a Freedom of Information Act document dump that Obama's FBI covered up a chart. We haven't seen the chart, but we've seen a memo talking about the chart. Of potential Hillary Clinton crimes. Apparently the chart is quite extensive. Doesn't surprise me. I've calculated how she committed thousands, literally thousands of felonies. But why be picky? Andrew McCabe is now declaring all kinds of complexity, including the allegation that two Trump cabinet members were ready to support a 25th Amendment coup as Rosenstein tallied votes. So apparently,
why are these people not going to jail? Why is McCabe still flapping his jaws and not wondering why he's in a steel cell with a steel toilet and concrete walls and no iPad and no yard time? Why? Why are these people not walking around in orange jumpsuits inside a prison, maximum security like the one in Denver? What's going on?
Isn't it obvious? We're already living in a dictatorship here.
Right.
It just hasn't officially been declared yet, but it's there. So, all kinds of things happening. Oh, by the way, in California, just to put things aside, the governor, Gavin Newsom, of course declared an end to the high-speed rail project, or at least a near end to it.
Right.
Donald Trump has asked for the $3.5 billion back that the federal government allocated for the project. If it no longer is operating, then it owes the return to the federal government of that money. Gavin Newsom's first response is, no, we're not returning it.
Right.
We're just going to keep it. So Trump has already pulled a $929 million grant that California would have gotten. California now only owes $2.5 billion. Instead of the $3.5 billion based on a near billion-dollar grant being pulled from it. to offset that. But it can take lots more money away from California. And, of course, should, since California is already a state in rebellion, as the Confederacy was. That happened as soon as they created a sanctuary state, sanctuary cities, and defiance of the drug laws.
Wow.
So when they're in outright rebellion against major parts of the federal law, like immigration law, there's...
Yeah, that is secession, isn't it?
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you've purchased any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
And welcome back. So let's talk about how you get this amazing book that you and your co-author have put together. That talks about this and many other important topics. People need
sure,
to understand
and
how.
If you like the things we've been discussing, you will love what's in the book. You don't have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos or Amazon for it. You can get it absolutely free and postpaid. We'll pay for everything. It won't cost you a penny. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. My co-author of this seventh book we've done together, Craig R. Smith, you see every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
Right.
The number again, 800-630-1492. And I thank you for that. So what is happening in the magic world of science? Well, before we get to science, I should mention one other thing in my column. This new congresswoman, who was born and raised in Somalia and is a fanatic Muslim and anti-Semite, named Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, we now call her, the state with the largest Somali population in the U.S. She decided she would take on Elliot Abrams testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations or Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, or the House, pardon me, Foreign Affairs Committee. Elliot Abrams, a long-time diplomat, long-time operative, a long-time left-wing Republican, a neoconservative whose Democrat parents sent him to New York City's ultra-left-wing private Little Red Schoolhouse. Nevertheless, he is Trump's new ambassador or representative to Venezuela, because he ultimately now is a capitalist, not a communist. And Elliot Abrams is attacked by this young Muslim congresswoman, not casually, not called a liar casually, because most people understand Elliot Abrams is Jewish.
Right.
He is a supporter of Israel. This was an anti-Semitic attack on Elliot Abrams, and it's appalling to think that the Democratic Party is allowing a hate monger like this congresswoman to sit on a committee as important as the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Right.
I mean, for God's sake, she's a neophyte congressman. She shouldn't even be there. But she is there, and she is there spreading hate of the vilest, most anti-Semitic kind. I'm afraid the whole Democratic Party is now so smeared with anti-Semitism down to its core. It's been a racist party for so long that there's something mentally wrong with them. By the way, speaking of mental, let us shift gears. Neuroscientists say they have found an entirely new form of neural communication, an unknown form that self-propagates across brain tissue and can leap wirelessly from neurons in one section of brain tissue to another, even if those have been surgically separated from one another. This is work being done at Case Western University by neural and biomedical engineer Dominique Durand. And I'm sure you are highly familiar with the case.
How are they quantifying
it? It is not synaptic transmission. It's a whole different form of transmission, apparently having to do with electromagnetic fields that are set up by the pulse patterns of brain cells.
Really?
So they report.
Well, I would be highly skeptical of it because I'm doing research in this very field in terms of quantum biophysics. And
this was just published in the Journal of Physiology, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Most of the stuff that's published is garbage. Let me explain something.
I know.
The quantum circuits of the body are in specific harmonic frequencies that are based on the biological molecules involved, both in the infrared spectra, and you can measure the quantum circuits in terms of picovolts and microamps, microamp circuits in terms of frequency. For them to say they can transmit information through this system and it can jump from one individual to another, first off, you have to decode and encode the system of quantum information and know whether it's either due to epigenetic gene induction or whether it's actually informational transfers, actual information. How do they code and decode it? I know that it's their wet dream of these scientists to eventually code and hack into human consciousness, and they wanted me to do this 41 years ago at UCLA. These people that are saying these things are liars. They want to tell you this stuff because they want to say that they published information saying they have some kind of secret science so they can actually hack into human consciousness and biology and have eventual scalar weapons so they can actually do like directed energy weapons, which my buddies in the NSA had years ago. These are very crude weapons that basically with a sideband frequency that can cause harm to your body by inducing apoptosis of cells by stimulating the release of peroxisomes and lysosomes. They're not complex weapons that actually transfer information. They're liars. And when I hear somebody say this kind of stuff, it just drives me nuts. The liars in science journals try to pretend they know something they have no idea about. Very aggravating.
Well, I understand that there are all kinds of people doing all kinds of provocative research. And I dealt with this all the time when I was science editor at Reader's Digest.
Right.
It's coming, a 163% meat tax, apparently to be encouraged by Cory Booker, a vegan. By the way, the last great politician we had, Cory Booker running for president, the last great vegan politician we had was Adolf Hitler, which may tell you something. You are what you eat, and Cory Booker eats only vegetables.
Well,
so what does
Booker
that tell us about Cory Booker?
Booker has these Booker eyeballs that make me look like this guy is certifiable. He says things, for example, where he doesn't have evidence to prove what he's saying, but he tries to look at like he's some kind of a atheistic pastor telling you the way to Satan, you know? It's like, Corey, don't think because you can pop your eyes, we believe you. He is a massive liar.
And yet he is the offspring of two executives at IBM Corporation.
Really?
Odd, isn't it?
Well, do you know IBM Corporation made...
He's so moderate in money-making.
Do you know that IBM Corporation made the Hollerith cards for the death camps in Nazi Germany? Did you know that?
Did you know that Mercedes-Benz made the ovens?
Did you know
that IG Farben, a.k.a. Bayer Aspirin, made the Zyklon B gas?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So, in a related case, in the U.S., there is again an upswelling of what they call zombie deer disease. This, I assume, they mean wasting disease that affects the brain and so on of deer. This was a big issue years ago when they were talking about mad cow disease. I did a piece in Reader's Digest called Killer Diseases from the Dawn of Time. This appeared in the February 1985 Reader's Digest. I was, of course, dealing with the slow diseases studied by, and I think he won a Nobel Prize for it, Dr. Stanley Prusiner. These are prion diseases, not mediated by DNA or RNA, but by an entirely different life form, if you wish to call prions a life form, and I did. So it's fascinating to see the slow diseases like scrapie, like Creutzfeldt-Jakob, things like that that affect human beings.
They highlight how
the brain eaters of Borneo and so on.
Well, they show the bidirectionality of viral DNA. Do you know that 93% of human DNA is ancient viral DNA collected and created into chromosomes? It's almost like your previous versions of the human race were created by yard sales for DNA. And the reason why we have viral receptors is because we literally have a yard sale always still happening so that the viruses bring chunks of DNA that we can use or not use. Hey, that piece looks like it would fit over here. So in other words, the way the body works, and again, remember, this part of the creative process of God spoke into existence the entirety of a human being. But the fact is, I call it punctuated recreation. Punctuated recreation is still happening. You have a section of your DNA that codes for new code and new DNA, even in us, well, after we're born. But people don't believe this. That's why the retroviruses and reverse transcriptase and so on and prions is part of nature. This is how nature actually takes a butterfly with a specific pattern on it, and that butterfly pattern on the leaf, it looks like a leaf on the plant that it's sitting. There's a holographic component and a hyperdimensional component to this that people don't want to include in the creation of life, do they?
No, not at all. But I think you would agree, if you have a deer that has wasting disease, you don't really want to eat the meat of that deer.
No. Well, it's actually
that's
everywhere now.
So in that sense, Cory Booker is right. But on the other hand, unless you're a very careful vegetarian, you're going to miss out on three amino acids necessary to maintain human life.
Right.
If you're trying to live only by vegetables. Also, one other minor topic. Let's just go 180 degrees off into the stratosphere and leave the brain behind for a moment. China is now planning to build solar power stations in space. And they're planning to do it by the same technology or similar technology to what was used before. Namely, you put a great solar gatherer in space where you can look at the sun 24 hours a day. You don't have day or night. But then you beam the power down to Earth by microwave beams.
That's Solarin.
And the patents are actually... And they say this is going to be safe and clean and wholesome.
Yeah,
and you put this incredibly powerful microwave beam through the atmosphere of the Earth.
Isn't that insane? And now, it's a Russian patent, by the way, with Solarin, and PG&E is going bankrupt. They're going to resurrect from bankruptcy and put the Solarin system over Northern California. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So Solarin is, after they go bankrupt because they have a $32 billion liability from actually being proven to cause the fires that killed a lot of people and destroyed paradise in other areas in Northern California, they're going bankrupt. They're going to come back out of bankruptcy with Solarin to put this satellite-based Russian system that the Chinese are going to be one of the major manufacturers of because they have this giant manufacturing capacity. And so it'll be Chinese systems built on a Russian patent put up by a previously bankrupt company that killed people by putting power lines near Chaparral and other places that could cause fires from smart meters. And the surge of power in smart meters in these power grids across these power lines, especially
in bad
weather.
They're crediting Caltech with having a similar solar power project.
No, that's all garbage. It was a Russian. The Russians were way ahead of it. It's a Russian international patent that they have. I have everything on it. Russian, okay? And the Chinese are going to be the manufacturers, so they're just cashing in. And these stupid companies are letting and our governor in California, this guy, is such an idiot. He didn't prepare the fact that we've got floods that are very possible up in an earthen dam up in Northern California. There could be a quarter to half a million homes in danger of being flooded because Gavin Newsom was the comptroller of the money that should have been rebuilding the dam, and he didn't. And now he's a damn governor. This guy is a real jackass, isn't he?
Well, you'll remember, he no longer has his wife of yore because he was caught having an affair with the wife of his own campaign manager, something most politicians would be advised not to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how sleazy and filthy Gavin Newsom is.
Maybe we've got to figure out a new name for him. We'll call Sleazy Newsom. So, Gavin, we'll call Sleazy Newsom.
How brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not very new, actually. It's old stuff. It's like, how about Sleazy Slimesome? Okay?
Sleazy Slimesome.
You know, we can actually give him a name, you know, a little voice, too, if he had a cartoon version of him. Sleazy Slimesome. He's so mad at Trump for taking away his money for his high-speed rail and it went nowhere. And now he owes $2.5 billion while he's trying to sue Trump because he doesn't want a wall. He wants more instant Californians. He can't afford to give them instant health care and homing and instant food and everything. Who's going to pay for it? I'll tell anybody making money, including me, I'll leave, damn it. If they try to tax me into oblivion, I will leave California and tell them to stick it.
Not
going to stay in California.
53% of Californians, according to a recent poll, would leave if they could.
If Gavin Newsom does what he wants to do and tries to get away with it, I'm going to first sue the ass off him. But if he does try to get away with it, I won't stay here, man. There's no way I'm going to stay in California. It's going to break off in a tectonic plate in action anyway.